Hi, Bashar.
And are you good day?
I have a couple questions, but one really quick one just popped in as you were saying that.
Yes.
The missiles of love.
Yes.
Can our husbands be part of that missile just by extension? Like, can I kind of incorporate him into that too when you're married to someone that might not have those same beliefs that you do, but...
But they are in your life for a reason.
Right.
And if you allow yourself to be in the relationship for what it is and serve each other no matter what the beliefs to help each other become more of who you are in whatever way each of you deems that is appropriate, then that individual is included because they are part of your path or they wouldn't be in your life.
So they're included in the raising of their awareness enough to...
They are included in... the experience of gaining whatever information they need to gain to become more of who they wish to be, regardless of exactly on the surface what particular agenda that may seem to serve. If they are becoming more of who they are, that in and of itself serves the agenda of contact,
okay,
regardless of whether they believe in it or not.
Okay.
No one on your planet has to think in metaphysical terminology, to be a spiritual being.
Right.
All they have to do is live their lives as fully as they can according to what they believe it is important for them to do and be true to themselves as best as possible. And in that context, they are obviously included. They don't necessarily have to be included in any other way.
Okay.
Does that help you?
It does, because I've been reading some material on the Law of One,
yes,
by Ra.
Yes.
And it resonates very deeply with me.
Yes.
And he talks about us moving from third density to fourth density.
Yes.
And one of the questions I had for you when you said earlier that 2012 symbolizes a lot of different things.
Yes.
Third to fourth density, I'm assuming, is one of those things that we're...
Yes.
Okay. And they talk about a harvest.
Yes.
And they talk about the frequency of individuals being harvested into fourth density.
It is a euphemism.
Okay.
In that you are simply raising yourself, your pitch, your vibration to be more harmonious with a new reality idea. For some of you, it will happen rapidly. Some of you, it will take a little bit longer. But the idea of harvesting is that in that sense, you are reaping yourselves.
Okay.
Reaping the results of the vibration you are choosing to be.
So they say that it's the dichotomy, service to others or service to self.
Yes.
They say in this material that you need to be more than 50% oriented to service to others to go into the fourth density and 95% more or more oriented to service of self to go into that fourth density. The ones in the middle are in that kind of state right now where it's undecided, and then there's some that are just going to remain in third density.
In a sense, that is true, although it doesn't necessarily serve you to think of these things in terms of percentages.
Okay.
The idea really is plain and simple. The more you are willing to be what you believe yourself to be, you will simply find yourself where you need to be when you need to be there.
With your loved ones.
If they themselves choose not to necessarily exhibit the idea of the same vibration, you may not necessarily share the same reality with them. But if you truly love them, you will love them unconditionally enough to be willing and allowed to choose whatever they believe is best for them.
But you can still help them in...
You can always share ideas. They don't have to take them.
Okay.
And if they don't want to take them, and in that sense, that causes their vibration to not necessarily share in a particular reality with you. The idea is that if you do not allow them to make their own choices, then you're not really in a relationship with them anyway,
right,
at all.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, because it's free will.
Absolutely. And remember, please, you are all infinite, eternal spirits. You are always together somewhere. Do you understand?
Yeah. Probably.
Family, in that sense, is always family. And on some level, even if there seems to be the experience of temporary separation, you will always find each other again. Always. Always. Because all you're dealing with now is a personality construct. You follow me?
Yes.
The whole being, in that sense, is always with you. But it would serve you, perhaps, to simply not put any expectation on it and simply be who you prefer to be. And that will give others the best opportunity to really see by example who you are and really determine whether or not that vibration is something that they are capable of sharing. If you worry about the separation, you're only really putting out the vibration of separation. Mm. And thus, that's all you're giving them to work with. Do you follow?
Yes.
Does that help you?